KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 70. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Thursday, May 24th. News sponsored by Chickasha Monument Company, First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning in the Glenhaven Retirement Village. Nice day today, sunny with a high near 90. A teacher caught on video texting and driving a bus full of special needs students. The story, part of today's Cool News.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923, we have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
A Chickasha woman in trouble for texting and driving a school bus filled with special needs students. It happened in Sulphur this week, where cell phone video believed to be from a student shows Darla Skinner texting while behind the wheel of the bus. Skinner, a teacher at the Oklahoma School for the Deaf there in Sulphur. School Superintendent Larry Hawkins said Skinner was given a letter of reprimand, and our partners at KWTV News 9 says that the Department of Human Services may also investigate. The incident happened Monday while Skinner was taking some students on a field trip. Hawkins said the district's never had any prior complaints about Skinner. A grandmother of one of the students said that she's not a bad person, but that people could be crying for the rest of their lives because somebody was foolish enough to want to send a message while driving. Frightening moments for an SUV driver when the vehicle jumps a curb and crashes through a fence at a cemetery. It happened about 9 o'clock Wednesday morning at Rose Hill Cemetery in the 900 block of Grand Avenue, a busy Chickasha street normally. Chickasha police say the SUV was headed east on Grand, then veered into the westbound lanes, jumped the curb, flipped, and landed into and through the fence and ended up on its side inside the cemetery. The SUV driver, whose name has not been released, was not hurt. No tombstones in the cemetery believed to have been damaged. City officials say there more than 100 feet of the decorative fence will have to be replaced, and the estimated cost is about $6,000. City Manager John Noblet said it's not known when the fence might be replaced. He said they had a hard time finding the same style of fence when having to replace it from a previous crash. More cool news coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
A grand jury investigation into the scandal of the state health department last summer apparently found no wrongdoing, but there are some state officials that say the scandal is far from over. Chickasha State Representative David Pearman said officials put money into hidden accounts, but said there was no misuse of funds.
No one was on the beach in the Caribbean, you know, enjoying money that they'd taken from the health department.
No indictments issued by the grand jury, and Pearman said that's because the panel said that no laws were broken.
Now, I don't think there was any illegality or any violations, any embezzlement or anything like that.
Chickasha State Representative David Pearman. A program to make sure children don't go hungry during summer vacation will resume next week. It's the Summer Food and Fun Program offered by the First Presbyterian Church. Volunteers meet Wednesday evenings through the summer to assemble sack lunches and some healthy take-home snack packs for the students. The kids also get free books. This will start next Thursday, May 31st at the church at 6th in Minnesota from 11 to 12:30. It's for all school children under the age of 18. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $71.82 a barrel. London-based Brent crude keeps sneaking up toward the $80 a barrel mark, up to $79.80. Natural gas was up to $2.91 per million BTUs. Gold, fairly steady at $1,300, and silver, $16.56. Obituaries today include 101-year-old Marie Dearden of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at First Baptist Church. Arrangements with Ferguson Funeral Home. Graveside service for 76-year-old Patricia Waldhall of Rush Springs will be at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Alex Cemetery, arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. And funeral for a 58-year-old Bo Shaw Jr. of Chickasha, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, sunshine today and very warm with a high near 90. After a morning low of 67, we're at 70 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven, 224-0909.
In sports, both OU and OSU baseball teams find themselves having to fight through the loser's bracket at the Big 12 baseball tournament. Both the Sooners and Cowboys and top seed Texas all dropping their opening games of the tournament yesterday at the Bricktown Ballpark. Most surprising, number one seed Texas dropping a 3-2 decision to number eight Kansas. Number two seed Oklahoma State lost to number seven seed West Virginia 8-5. And four seed OU lost to five seed Baylor 4-0. Tournament resumes at 9 o'clock this morning up in OKC. OU will take on Texas. That'll be followed by OSU and TCU at 12:30. Winners bracket games this afternoon, Baylor and Kansas at 4. Texas Tech and West Virginia tonight about 7:30. The Oklahoma City Dodgers lose at Memphis last night 7-2. Those two teams will wrap up that series tonight at Memphis. The Boston Celtics beat Cleveland 96-83 in Boston last night. And now the Celtics one more win, and they'll go to the NBA championship this year. The Celtics take a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 6 in Cleveland tomorrow night. In the meantime, the Western Conference Finals series tied at 2 games each, and Houston entertains Golden State in Game 5 this evening. Our Cool News weather and sports today brought to you by the Glen Haven Retirement Village, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Chickasha Monument Company.